Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Word of Mom Radio. Happy New Year. It's our first show of 2015. How amazing is that? I don't know about you, but Y2K just seemed like yesterday, and I can't believe we're 15 years down the line from it. And I'm excited. It's a new year here on Word of Mom Radio. We have some great new just lots of different things going on. I'll be welcoming, and I'm excited, and I have to laugh. I'm over here at my son's house, and we celebrate Little Christmas, and I'm watching his kitten wrestle with a roll of wrapping paper. And he's, like, on the floor with it, chewing away, just having a blast, and I'm wondering when he's going to let it go. Animals completely cracked me up. It was so funny yesterday. I was doing my first Facebook post, for the first week of the year. And he was curled up in my lap, and I wrote a post about, oh, how nice to have a little kitten on my lap. And, you know, I looked down, and he had chewed through my headset. So I was like, all right, well, you know, that's a nice thing to have happen. But that's why pets are so much fun. You know, you never know what they're going to do. So speaking of never knowing what they're going to do, I cannot wait to hear what Janice Clark has to say today on the Social Media Help Not Hype show. I mean, let's face it, she never pulls punches, but it's the first show of the year, so I have a feeling it's going to be really honest. So hi, Janice. Happy New Year.
Hi, Dory. Happy, happy New Year. I am sorry. I am sliding into home plate here at the last second. We have a snow day here, and so I have Miss Dottie with me today, making a guest appearance on the show once again.
Oh, yay! And
we have just been running behind, haven't we, little girl? Yeah, she says we have been. We're running behind. So
I have to say, I have totally missed your co-host now that she is in school. So hello, Miss Dottie, and, you know, Happy New Year. And happy little Christmas, you know. So for those of you who didn't get a white Christmas on Christmas Day, today is
actually
Christmas.
Hey, we got one now.
Exactly, and I'm so funny. I'm at my son's because we're all celebrating tonight. And I'm looking out, and there's just that little light dusting of snow. I'm like, oh, good, Rob. At least you got one white Christmas somewhere.
Right. Well, we haven't had any snow this year, and we woke up this morning, and we've got, oh, maybe 6 inches sitting outside right now. And
oh, my.
Still coming down. Yes. So it really poured the snow here, and we have been outside this morning snowboarding, and I've been getting snow thrown in my face, and she's laughing, playing and having a big old time. And here I am. We're excited to be here. It's the first show of the year. And you are right. You know what? I never pull punches. I always try to be honest. I feel that it's my responsibility to be honest because, you know, it doesn't do me any good to lie to you. That's not going to help you. And this show is going to be a very, very honest one when it comes to your social media and marketing. So you're right. I am not going to be pulling punches. I am maybe making people angry. I don't know.
Well, that's okay. I mean, if they're angry, it's just because you're telling them what they don't want to hear. And I love that about you. And it's so funny. As I was tweeting out, you know, the tweets for the show today, I was like, you know, pulling no punches yet again. And, you know, she's taking the gloves off. And, you know, it's just,
that's
I
funny.
Read your blog post that had to go with this. And it's really true. You know, people want these lofty, amazing goals. And it's like, how about setting realistic ones? You know, when you set goals that you know you're going to fail, so you just give yourself permission to fail as opposed to actually setting realistic goals that you can attain and feel good about. So I can't wait to hear what
you know what, Dory? I am all for having massive goals, okay? I'm all for world domination. That's a great goal to have. But you have to remember that there are goals, interim goals in between starting point and, you know, world domination. And so many people, they don't want, I would say most people that I deal with, They want the lofty goals, but they don't want to hit any of the smaller goals along the way. And the unfortunate reality in life is you don't go from 0 to 60 in 1 second. You know, you've got to work long and hard for what you get in this life. And you know, the Internet has made things move much more quickly, and it has raised our expectations about how long, you know, things should last, how long it should take to get an education, find a job, build a business, make a sale, whatever it happens to be. It's made us feel like these things are going to happen very quickly, and sometimes they do. And there are certainly tools and things today that will help you to attain those lofty goals. But you really need to sit down and be very strategic about those goals. You know, it's wonderful to say that you want to sell $1 million this year. I've had so many people who said, okay, and this has happened not just in 2015. It happened in 2014 and 2013 and 2012 and 2011 and 2010, and I could keep going back. Someone says, I want to sell $1 million this year, and that's wonderful. But now let's talk about what we need to do in order to sell $1 million. That means by 6 months from now, you have to have sold $500,000. In 3 months, you have to have sold $250,000. And when you start pulling it back in terms of what you have to achieve in this 3 months and this first month, then they start, you know, they're very intimidated by that. And once you have broken it down into, I need to sell $250,000, you know, this first couple of months of the year, then you have to start talking about how you're going to sell that. What exactly are you going to do? What services are you going to offer? How are you going to market that? How are you going to reach out to new clients? Do you have how are you going to stay in touch with your mailing list? How are you going to get people talking about you online? How are you going to be? And there are tons of little bitty goals, and we can keep pulling this back and pulling this back and pulling this back all the way to, you're going to have to get up at 4 o'clock every single morning to put in 2 hours before the kids go off to school to do this. You're going to have to plan your meals a month in advance so you never get caught. You know, you're always having time to work. You always have time to do what you need to do. Those are little goals along the way of achieving that million-dollar sales goal. So, again, I'm a big fan of lofty goals. Don't think small, think very big. But then once you've thought big, you've got to pull that back so that you can actually attain these goals. And I wrote the blog post, and, you know, keep in mind, I write these blog posts for myself, and I do these shows for myself as much as I do anybody else. I have to remind myself, too, sometimes that it takes time. You know, these things take time. Partnerships take time. Making money takes time. Building sales takes time. Building a business takes time. Of course, it's easier now that I've been doing this for so many years, and I've seen what happens when I give it that time and when I do the right activities during that time. And it's not about giving it time either. You've got to do the right things during this time frame. You know, people come to me and say, well, we've been doing social media for 6 months, and I just don't see that it's working. And I'll say, okay, well, you know, I recommended that you get a website built. Have you started working on that now? I recommended that you sign up for, you know, a mailing software to stay in touch with your clients. Have you done that yet? No. Well, I recommended that you create an opt-in so we have something great to offer people to build your email list. Are you working on that yet? No. But they've given it 6 months. You know, they've allowed us to post and they've allowed us to tweet, and then they say, oh, it's been 6 months and no results. It doesn't work that way. It doesn't work that way. So this is a pretty common issue, and so I wrote this blog post because I wanted to share the goals that you really need to have. You don't need to have them. You better have them. If you want to actually build a real live business, if you want to make your business work, if it's more than just a hobby, a pastime, something you do when you have a few extra minutes. If you're really serious about building your business, these are goals you had absolutely better have. And, you know, I'll be doing some things also. You know, everyone's sharing, you know, you've got to be on, you got to have video. You've got to be doing video. You better be doing photos. We've talked about this before. You better have a mobile website. This is a great time of year to hear about all the trends and what Google's going to be doing in 2015 and what's going to be happening and the different mediums your business needs to be covering in order to make sales. those are all great things, and we're going to be talking about that too over the next few shows. But today, what I want to talk about are some goals like persistence. You know, you have to decide what you're going to do, and then you just have to keep working at it. You have to keep trying, and you're going to fail. And don't be upset if you have failed three times, because that's nothing, absolutely nothing. If you want to be successful, you fail fast and you fail often. Working, you keep trying, and you're going to do a lot of things that just don't work at all. But eventually, you're going to find the thing. If you keep working and you keep trying and you keep analyzing your results and putting some thought and effort into it, you are going to find that thing that does work. And it may mean you fail 200 times before you find the thing that's working. You have got to be persistent in your business. You know, again, so many people, you know, I tried this, it didn't work. Oh, well, maybe I'm in the wrong business. You know, I've been trying to sell for the past 2 months, but I'm just not getting anybody. Maybe this is just a bad product and I need to try something else. Maybe. That, I mean, that's certainly something that you always want to be thinking. Am I doing the right thing? Am I selling the right product? Am I offering the right services? Or maybe you need to say, am I offering it to the right people? Am I offering it on the right platform? Am I offering it in the right way? Am I offering it consistently? Am I providing great service? Am I, you know, you really want to use your head and be persistent. Once you have put serious thought and effort into what you want to do when you grow up, you've got to keep working at it. You've got to be persistent. And you can't let negative people worry you, and you can't let a few bad days or a few bad weeks, and sometimes even a few bad months, you can't let that stop you. You've got to keep going. If you're sure you're doing what you need to be doing, persistence is such a big part of this story. And I know you know that. You've been working on how many years have you had Safety First Bags?
From the idea, we're 11 years. And
okay, I like that. I like what you just said there.
From the idea, and it took 5.5 years just to get the idea off the ground, and we're in the process of rebranding, because if I knew then what I knew now, I mean, I'm serious. This is why I share out your show all the time to people, because if I was doing Word of Mom Radio and then had started what is now going to become Safety Bags LLC, my life would have been so much easier, because, you know, all of the things that you taught us not to do is what I started out doing, because I knew nothing. I was not a business person. I'm not a business person. I play one on TV. You know, all I was a mom trying to keep guns and drugs out of school. And so had no idea about how to do anything but start with why. Because, and then come to find out that that's actually a great marketing tool. You know, your why is your most important thing. And all of these things. But, you know, so if, I mean, we had our crash and burn, and we've talked about it on the show before, that really had nothing to do with our company. Had to do with an order that was completely unrelated to our product line that I had done, mm-hmm. but our factory made a mistake, and it cost me $131,000 to fix it. So we had literally just done our books, had $133,000 in the bank, and in a day, my company went from success to closed.
All right.
Because there was no way to recover. As a small business, and what did I learn? To have the right insurance in place, to have this in place, to do that. It was my PhD in business. So I could have just gone, all right, that's it, I'm done, which is what everybody told me to do. They were like, oh, just give up, sell off what you have. And I was like, no, you know what? I'm going to step away. I'm going to retool things because I know I have a great product. And the reality is you talk to any owner of a Fortune 100 company, 500 companies, multi-billion dollar companies, most of them went bankrupt once, if not twice, before they became successful.
Right.
They just had some crazy person at the top going, no, all right, you know, it's like Thomas Edison. He learned 10,000 ways of not making, of how not to make a light bulb, you know,
right.
And that's really truly how I look at it. But I can't wait, because as this retooling and rebranding goes on, now I have Janice Clark on my side and all of these archives and everything else
mm-hmm.
that I've learned from you to be able to go out there and make a success of this business. You know, because the reality is it was becoming successful and I had no clue of what I was doing. Now
right.
I actually
right.
do. Imagine how dangerous I'm going to be now.
Isn't it amazing when you actually know what you're doing?
Well, but I...
Well,
but
you know,
and
there are times...
Go ahead.
Oh, go ahead. Oh, I was just going to say that there are times when you make an honest evaluation and you decide, you know, maybe I'm not doing the right thing. Maybe I need to give up this in order to do that. And you know, that can be a part of an intelligent evaluation to know when to give up, certainly. But if you're just jumping from first one thing to the other and, you know, you're never sticking with anything, you're never going to succeed. You know, I cannot even tell you the number of people who tell me all the time, well, you know, it's just not working. It's just this, when whatever it happens to be, it's not, you know, sometimes it's their business that's not working. Sometimes it's social media that's not working. Sometimes it's email marketing. Sometimes it's their website. It's just not working. So forget it, you know, just forget it. You know, if you keep doing that over and over and over again, you're never going to be successful. The greatest people, the most successful people on the planet have seen a lot of failure, and you have to overcome that. You've got to be persistent in your business. I cannot stress enough how important the goal of persistence is going to be in getting you to that next level and helping you to take that very next step. You know, and that, the next goal that I talk about in my blog is creativity. Persistence is fabulous. You've got to have it. It's absolutely essential. But if you are being persistent at the same old, same old, same old, and nothing is working, and you just keep banging your head against the wall, it's very noble. But it's probably still not going to get you anywhere. You've got Dorothy's laughing at me. I guess she has an image of Mommy Bang. You've seen Mommy bang her head against the wall a few times over the years. She's laughing. Walking the floor. What am I done? What am I doing? What am I doing next? She knows what it's all about. You've got to be creative. You have got to stop expecting to be able to just phone it in and get the results that you want. You can't put up a Facebook page instead of a website and wait and see what happens. Just throw some spaghetti at a wall and see if anybody buys. I'm just making you laugh today. You're happy to be home with Mommy, aren't you? You can't just throw up a cheap website and never make any changes to it and never update it. I had a lady this past year who tells me, you know, everyone tells me I need a new website. Everyone tells me that I need to have something better created, but she says, I've got to be honest with you that I've had the same website for years, and it gets me nothing. Nobody ever comes to it. Nobody ever reads my content. It sends me absolutely no leads, and I just don't feel like investing thousands of dollars into a newer version of it. And on her website was an event from 2 or 3 years ago, still up there, never been updated. There was no blog on it. She didn't have any content other than just the static about page, home page, you know, things like that. There was no way for anyone to even – there was a phone number on it, but there was no contact us form. There was no opt-in. There was nothing that would bring anyone to that site and make them do anything, and she wasn't sharing it online. I said, you know, it's not your website that's not working. It's you.
It's you, yeah.
And that
no,
was the
you
reality.
Know, really?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yes.
Those are the things.
Yes.
You have to laugh. You have to laugh.
Yeah.
You know, that you're doing nothing with it, but you expect, what do you, you know, guess what? A website is not a living thing. It cannot just decide to update itself and you know, do all
create content
things on
that works. Right. And, you know, putting up a website expecting people to just magically come to it, it's just not realistic. You have to get creative, and that's when we'll start talking about photo and video and podcasting and different things you can do to attract your target audience. And that's where the creativity comes in. Those are all separate goals. Those are all separate goals, things you want to do. But you have to commit to being creative. And it's something we all go through. You know, again, I'm talking to myself as much as anyone else. As we work to create photos and videos, and I'm thinking, I don't want the same old things that everyone else is posting. You know, we have some outsource this type photos and videos out there and promotional type materials just because you do need some. I mean, you got to tell people what you do or they're never going to hire you. But we want things that are really going to encourage people to interact with the content. We really want things that are going to encourage people to laugh, feel an emotion. I've got a couple going to be coming out in the next couple of days just talking about, you know, the difficulties of hiring anyone. I sympathize with people who don't hire any assistants because it's too difficult, because it's too expensive. I mean, I can give you 50 reasons why I shouldn't hire anybody. I don't have time to train anybody. I'm empathetic, but so we're going to have to get creative about how we share that empathy and how we communicate our understanding and then communicate a solution to potential clients. That's the type of thought process you're going to have to go through. You're going to have to get creative. And when no one's buying your product, you're really going to have to sit down and say, why? Why aren't they buying my product, really? Have I done everything I can possibly do? And the answer is no, because you've never done everything you can possibly do. There's always one more thing. There's always one more thing to try. There's always one more person to reach out to. There's always one more thing that you can do if you are really committed to making a go of it. And if you're not, that's fine. Move on. But going back to persistence, if you really want to be successful in this life, you're going to have to find something to stick with.
Right.
Consistency is the next thing. You're persistent, you're going after it, you're going after it, you're going after it, you're getting creative, you're using your head. You've got to have consistency now in the activities that you're doing. I know people who have spent many years building their businesses, and they flit from one thing, one holy grail item to the next, trying to figure out what's going to help them. You know, they try social media for a little while. Oh, that didn't work. And they get out some press releases for a while. Oh, that didn't work. They write a dozen blog posts. Oh, that didn't do anything for me. They're doing all of this one after the other. You know, they send out a couple of newsletters. Nobody bought. Okay, that didn't work. You know, and I could go on and on. They pay for advertising. Well, that didn't work. They put an ad in the newspaper. Well, that didn't work. It's not how it works. It's not how it works. You need a plan. You need a good combination of activities, and then you need to stick with it. You may change the wording of your ads. You may change the what's on your in your profile. You may change the types of things you're posting and tweeting, but you've got to be consistent. You can't put out two press releases and then walk away saying, well, press releases don't work. You can't use social media for a few months and then walk away from it saying, oh, social media doesn't work either. There is no one thing that you can throw some money at, phone it in, and just leave it. Thank you, Dorothy, for finishing my sentence. You couldn't hear that. She says, yeah, then just leave it. Poor Dorothy. I don't know. Maybe she has an advantage over us.
Oh, gosh. You know, this is why being a mompreneur is so much fun. I'm serious. This is just the best part. It's the best part of it. It's the best part that, you know what, that she has been around you so long and been your assistant for so long and co-host on your show for so many years that she can
be Oh, I'm so sorry. That was funny.
She knows right where mommy's going.
She knows exactly where mommy's going. That was great. I'm so glad we got that on the radio. She's six, for those of you who aren't familiar. Dorothy has been my co-host here for many years. I'm a stay-at-home mom. And Dorothy has been in the thick of my business ever since she was born. She's been right here at my heels. And just a few months ago, she left me to move on to new career paths and start kindergarten. And today we're having a snow day. So she's just 6 years old. And yes, she's sitting here playing with her moon sand. And she's just finishing my sentences when I pause because she already knows where mommy's going with these speeches. She's heard me talk about it. She's heard specifics, and she's heard me name names, although I won't do that here. No, you don't say any names.
Yeah, really.
Where's the music, Dory?
Protect the innocent.
Not allowed
really,
to say names. Not allowed to say names.
Protect the innocent and the guilty. You know, we just can't.
Gotta protect the
die.
Innocent and the guilty. Well, and you know, here's the thing: these aren't bad people. And here's what I need to stress. These, first of all, it's a lot of people. This isn't just one person we're talking about. If it were just one person,
right,
I'd move on and we wouldn't worry about it. We're talking about lots of people over the 10-year span of a business. So this is not the minority of people this is happening with. It's the majority. And you know what? 99.9999% of these people were good people. Good people trying to do the right thing. Trying to honestly get out there and build their business. It wasn't like they were bad people, but these are things you've really got to think about. Building a business is serious, fun, it's exciting, it's heartbreaking, it's devastating, it's tough, it's a challenge. That's right, Dottie, it's a challenge. So,
well, you know, speaking of challenges, let's take a really quick break over here. And
yeah,
thank goodness I put the show to 45 minutes because I knew 30 wouldn't be enough.
You could stop me anytime. We could go an hour and a half.
I know. Just a quick hello to our show sponsors. We're going to hear from both Same Spaces and Life Coaching and Beyond.
CenaBlock's mission is to help mompreneurs worldwide do two things successfully: own profitable businesses while putting their families first. Known as the Mompreneur Mentor, CenaBlock founded SaneSpaces.com to empower mompreneurs to leverage their talents into successful income-generating businesses in the time they wish to devote to working. CenaBlock is paving the way for thousands of mom entrepreneurs who want to replace their salary with a business that allows them to spend the best years raising their children. Stop trying to do it all yourself. If you desire the freedom to work on your own terms, be fully present with your kids, avoid overwhelm, and make money while the kids are at school, SaneSpaces.com provides programs and the step-by-step guidance you need to make your work-at-home business a success.
Hi, my name is Peggy Caruso. I am the founder of Life Coaching and Beyond. I am an executive and personal development coach, an 8-time entrepreneur, and an author of 4 books. My life coaching services are different in the way that I offer additional services that assist clients beyond a coaching level. My NLP and hypnosis background allows me to extend my services beyond career and personal development. I work extensively with children and I assist them with ADD, ADHD, and depression, and I help them get off of their medication. My new book, Revolutionize Your Child's Life, will be released on August 4th, 2014. It is geared to assist parents by educating them on the different periods of a child's life, which helps them recognize behavioral issues. It teaches them where the problems begin and what happens in each part of those periods. I provide preventative measures to ensure the health, wealth, and welfare of their child. My mompreneur background also allows me to teach children success principles, and that's part of my book as well. I assist them on how to become a kidpreneur.
Her books are so much fun, I have to say that. And we'll be adding them to our Author's Alley. So those are our two sponsors today, and you can meet all of our sponsors in our Mompreneur Marketplace at wordofmomradio.com. And we are back here on Social Media Help, Not Hype. So the first three goals Janice talked about were consistency, persistence, and creativity. So we have 4 and 5 coming up.
That's right. That's right. And you need all of these, you know, and that's another important thing to remember is one of them is not enough. It's not enough to be persistent. It's not enough to be just creative. I know lots of creative people who aren't going anywhere. It's not enough just to be consistent. You've got to put all of these goals together. The next goal we're going to talk about is something that is very, very dear to my heart, and I wish I could get more people on board with this. It's friendships and partnerships online. You know, I hear all the time, you know, I'm paying good money to do this. I'm not here to make friends. I understand that. I really, really do. You know, we're building your business. You're business focused. I mean, it's not a time you're looking to specifically make friends. However, what you do need is partnerships. You, unless you want to work 24/7 for the rest of your natural life, you need people out promoting the business for you. You need people out working even when you're not working. You need people saying good things about you. You need people sharing your content. And these partnerships come in a, you know, a lot of different levels, a lot of different levels. You know, some, it might be a partner, might be somebody who just retweets your content on a regular basis, who shares some of your posts. Who just simply says something nice about you, who will maybe refer business to you. What happens over time, what should happen, is that you develop mutually beneficial partnerships with people and you do become friends. You know, Dory and I, you know, when we initially reached out together to each other many, many years ago on Twitter, it wasn't with the intention of, gosh, I'm bored here at home and I'd really like somebody to just chat with while I'm eating my bonbons and watching TV. We were looking for something for our business. But over time, that relationship developed and the trust developed, and we did become friends. So you may not be looking for a friendship, but what you're hoping for and what you're working for are partnerships that are going to develop into those types of friendships. Because even when I'm on vacation, which doesn't happen often, but when it happens, when I take an evening off, when I go to bed at night, I know that if Dory has the opportunity to say something nice about me, to encourage someone to call me, she's going to do it. And Dory knows I am going to do the same exact thing for her. You know, if I have an opportunity to share another show that has nothing to do with me, to like another show that has nothing to do with me, if I have an opportunity to tell somebody how phenomenal Dory DiCarlo is, how that they should buy one of her Safety First bags, that they should reach out to her in any way, Dory doesn't have to remind me to do that. I am going to be doing those things on her behalf. And Dory is not the only partnership I have, and I know I'm not the only partnership Dory has. We didn't sit down. We didn't come up with a legal binding agreement or anything like that. But through our networking and both of our consistent efforts, both of us, consistency, persistence, creativity, the things we post, things we share, getting in front of each other on a regular basis, we developed a partnership that means that each of us will be sharing the other. And we each have lots of those partnerships. Those are so important. No one succeeds alone in this world. You can't feasibly do it all yourself. You know, I had a client once who I talked about partnerships. I talk about them all the time. And I was really trying to through the point that these are just so important, and you're not going to build your business if you don't have people who like you. And it's going to mean you're going to have to take the relationship off Twitter. As much as I love Twitter, at some point you need to get on the phone. At some point you need to meet. At some point you just need to say hello to each other and actually have a good conversation. And I was starting to help this person build partnerships and get in front of the right people, and she was sharing their content, and they were sharing her content. And then she started seeing a tiny little bit of success. Just start, you know, it starts small. It always starts small, and then you get a little more, and you get a little more, and you get a little more. And she was starting to see a small amount of success and suddenly didn't want to share anyone else. Because people were starting to look at her and because people were finally starting to read her blog posts and watch her videos, it was starting in that direction. She didn't want to be sharing other people's content when she could be sharing her own. And then she wondered 3 months later what happened to all these people who had been sharing her at one time. They stopped sharing her. She couldn't figure it out. And that's when I had to explain that, you know, it works two ways. It works two ways. These great partnerships and these great relationships who are out there sharing you and promoting you will stop if you decide you don't want to be a part of that partnership any longer. If suddenly I stopped talking to Dory and stopped sharing Dory and retweeting Dory and telling people how wonderful she was, she is fabulous. No tell there. Dory is just a phenomenal, phenomenal lady. But if I stop doing it over a period of time, Oh, it's because I love you. I love you. I'll never stop doing it. You can't make me stop doing it no matter what you do. But if I stopped over time, you would stop doing the same things for me just naturally. You have to work at partnerships, and you have to work at these friendships. And I hope partnerships are a goal you have in 2015. And what does that mean? You're not going to create 5 partnerships on Twitter this week. However, you may reach out and say hello to 5 people, 10 people, 20 people, and see where it goes. Reach out, say hello, share some content, ask a few other people some honest questions about how they're doing, what they do, who they are. And if they say something back to you, respond to them. Work consistently at those partnerships. Be persistent. Get creative. I'm talking to a lady next week that I've tweeted with, and I've liked some of her things on Facebook. And some of you listening to the show may know that my German Shepherd passed away over the holidays, and I made a post on Facebook, and she reached out and just left me a really, really nice, sweet comment. And she said, we should get together one day and chat. And so we just scheduled a call. We're just going to talk. I have no expectation for that phone call other than I just want to hear her voice. It'll be nice to sit down and get a cup of caffeine and just talk for a few minutes and really get to know her and find out what she's doing and what she's been working on and make a friend. Make a friend. And who knows? Who knows where that's going to go? Who knows where it will go? I hope partnerships are part of your goal in 2015. Now, Dory, I've been talking, and I know we're coming to the end of the show, but I did want to share this last goal about working smarter. You do have to work smarter. On top of all of this, persistence, creativity, consistency, partnerships, there are only 24 hours in a day. I wish I had 56 today because I could really use them. I'm running behind, and tech has not been my friend. In fact, it's hated me all day long. phone's not working, and this, that, and the other thing. So I'd like more hours, but there are only 24. You have to work smart. Nobody can consistently work 24/7 for a prolonged period of time. It feels like I have for a long time, but that's really not the case. You need to do some things that are going to help you get some time off, take a break, rest your head. You are going to have to invest in some things to help make your job easier. One person can't be everything to everyone. And these days, it's really tough. Small business owners especially, you have to create content. You've got to do your own marketing. You've got to build your own business. You've got to work your own business. There's so many things you have to do. Invest in some tools that's going to make your job a little easier. Many tools we've shared on previous shows, Lakut Suite or Sprout Social, or there's a lot of different tools out there depending upon your exact needs. Invest in some tools that will help you automate your social media posts. Stay on top of responses so you're not just automating. So you also want the tools that are going to allow you to pay attention when someone says something back to you. There are tools out there that will help you create content. Great video tools, writing tools, invest in some of those so you can get your content written quickly, get it distributed quickly, and move on to the next. Allowing you to spend some time building those partnerships, invest in things like a good blog, a good website, things that keep working long after you've stopped working. I don't know about you, Dory, but I really like to know that somebody's working for me when I'm not working.
Right.
Content will do that for you. A website will do that for you. A partner will do that for you. A good social media team. If you're ready for assistance with your social media, if you're ready for help with general ongoing posts and things like that so that you can focus on the bigger things, get yourself a good social media team who knows what they're doing. A personal assistant can be absolutely invaluable. Just to take care of a few things so you can move on and work on only the things that only you can do. Email software, things that will allow you to stay in front of your current clients and your prospects. Invest in these things. Not just invest your money, but invest your time in learning them and utilizing them. It doesn't do any good to have them if you don't use them. And you're going to see your workload will decrease over time, and you'll get more clients, you'll get more leads, you'll get more business, you'll develop more partnerships. These are the things, all of these things are the things that you should be working for in 2015. It's very noble to want to goal yourself to make more content or to do more cold calls or to reach out to more people. That's wonderful. But if you don't have these specific things, it's not going to last beyond January. You know, it's great to say that you want to make $1 million this year, or maybe you just want to make $50,000 this year. Who knows what your goals are for the year. It's great to say that, but then once you have created that great big goal, you need to sit down on paper and lay out all those little goals in between and make certain that you're working towards these higher goals of persistence and creativity, consistency, partnerships, and working very smart. Does that make sense, Dory? Any questions? Does anyone have questions? I know we have a few people in the chat room today. If you have questions, give me a call.
Yeah, unfortunately, you don't sign in. Yeah, you know, the chat, the phone line is open. I've tweeted it out a couple of times, 646-595-3163. Unfortunately, in the chat room, if they don't sign on with a handle, they can't type in their questions, which is a shame because I loved the last show last year of having people like calling and asking questions and stuff. It was great. But you know what? These are such attainable goals, guys. And that's the whole thing. It's not rocket science. It really isn't. It really isn't. If you're consistent, I mean, just be yourself. Don't forget the social and social media. It is what it is, you know, and you can't give, you can't get if you don't give, you know, and Janice
That's
talks
right.
about it all the time, and I see it all the time, where you go to somebody's Facebook page and all it is stuff about them, you know, what they're selling, what they're doing, come buy this, come get that, and there's nothing in there. They don't share anybody else's stuff. They don't say anything to anybody else, you know, and it's a shame, and that's why we're doing this Facebook experiment that Janice is conducting. We're going to be starting it up this month, and I can't wait because it's amazing to me to watch my Facebook page. Last week, my engagement was up to over 1,000 people again.
Right.
And now
right.
I'm back
well,
down
I'd
to
actually planned on.
Not a clue.
I planned on an email coming out this morning, and the snow day has just thrown us all behind on that. So there was actually going to be an email coming out this week about it.
Well, and I'm really looking forward to it, and I know a lot of people are. So I'm excited. And again, the five goals, come on, guys, we can do them. You can do these goals. You know, this isn't rocket science. Working smarter is all about being persistent and having the consistency and the creativity. And those online partnerships and friendships, that's the most important part, in my opinion, because if I'm out here tweeting and all I'm doing is tweeting by myself and posting by myself, I'm a voice of one. But if I'm sharing Janice's show, and Janice is sharing not only her show, but Glenda's show, and Alyssa's show, and Kaz's show, and my shows, guess what? Uh-huh. More people are hearing about us. It's all of us taking that time to connect together and make that happen, and that's what this experiment's all about, and hopefully it'll continue to happen, because, like Janice said, when it drops off, then you wonder what happens, you know? But if everybody isn't just taking that 5 extra minutes to share other people, why would you expect other people to share you? So, you know, it kind of works hand in hand. And just a little housekeeping tomorrow, the Sneaky Mom is here. Kaz Winters is going to be talking about goal setting for your kids and little kids and how you can, as parents, by asking good questions and things like that, actually help mold and model your kids' goals that of things that they want to learn and attain as they get older. And then this Thursday, my first Mompreneur Model Show of the Year is going to be sharing all of our hosts. So Janice will be with us, Kaz will be with us, Glenda, Alyssa and Debbie are actually in Hawaii, and so they sent me some information to just share about them and what's going to be coming up on their show this year and all the different things going on. And then Music Monday is happening on the 12th, and this Christmas, we actually found tapes of my mom, back that she had done with Les Paul 30-something years ago. And this Friday will be 21 years that my mom's been gracing heaven with her presence, And what a Christmas present for all of us. We found these five songs. And so I'm actually going to do a Music Monday. And I'm going to share my mom, Kitty DiCarlo, who is an amazing singer and had a phenomenal career. And I'm really excited. And guess I get to pull the, well, I started Word of Mom Radio. Why shouldn't I share my mom?
Absolutely, you should.
So I can't wait. I know. You know, it's going to be a really lovely show. So, Janice, Happy New Year. Thank you for a fabulous show. Miss Dorothy, thank you for your timing and being here to co-host with us, because, boy, have we missed you on the air. And to all of you tuning in, thank you so much. Happy New Year from all of us here at Word of Mom Radio. And just keep tuning in and enjoying these great shows, because they really are so much fun. And we have a lot of new shows starting up in the next month or so. So I'm very excited. So, Janice, again, thanks so much, my friend. I love you.
I love you too, my dear. Thank you for having me.
All the time. Couldn't do it without you. And to all of you tuning in, thanks so much. We will see you here tomorrow for the Sneaky Mom on Word of Mom Radio. And until then, go out and create a marvelous you. Bye for now.